Hello and welcome to Most Clicked. I'm your host, Nathan from Smile. This week, I'm joined, as always, by Kyle from The Education Marketer and Matt, who is also from Smile. And Most Clicked is a podcast all about digital marketing in the HE space. And this week, we're talking about the, well, I think it's going to be pretty controversial. We're talking about league tables and, well, whether they're worth it, whether they're valued, I suppose, in the marketing cycle. Kyle, what's the story here?
We love a good league table, don't we?
Do we?
It depends what university you are. There's no particular one story to focus on here, but I think there's a general bit of movement kicking off. So for me, I think this all gathers around this US news league table debacle, which kicked off, I think, towards the end of last year. I might be wrong there, but essentially this is a league table that was listing universities regardless if they'd actually provided data for their rankings or not, and this resulted in a lot of schools withdrawing from that league table. And it's kicked off a bit of a wider debate about the value of these tables, the agendas behind them, because often if you look at the representation on the boards behind these organizations, you can see where those agendas lie quite easily. And then finally, the reduction of their influence. Because if you think about it, a league table is a device that was very useful pre-internet, where you get an overview of, you know, where the performance of certain universities are and, you know, how they rate in the higher education sector. But nowadays, all of this information is pretty much available on the end of a Google search or from your immediate peer network. And the internet's just made that a whole lot easier for us to access information, especially around things like student reviews, etc. So, yeah, I think there's a general movement now that league tables are from a different age. There's a lot of scrutiny being placed on them, and it's creating a bit of unrest in the sector.
I don't know whether I've become blind to them, but in the work that we do, I certainly see less of them. They used to be on every homepage, and we used to kind of, our advice was always position the institution and its values above its league table rankings on your homepage. But it seems like we don't have to have that conversation anywhere near as often as we used to have.
No, but there used to be a lot of institutions that, well, I saw it quite frequently, probably around 2015, it was much more popular that you base a marketing campaign around a league table ranking, which is very dangerous because there's no essence of your values or your offer in there, is there? You're literally at the whim of those tables and someone else telling you what you should stand for. So it always felt like a very risky proposition to me.
Is it because students don't value them, or is it because universities don't value them? Like, why is the decline happening?
I mean, I get the impression, and from several reports, but mainly UCAS. UCAS do an applicant survey every year, and league tables are dropping down that list as an influencing factor. I think in the most recent one, I cannot recall seeing them there in the top 10 deciding factors. And instead, right at the top, you've got things like student reviews, the university website, as you probably expect, influencers like teachers, parents, things like that. But league tables just don't seem to be getting the traction with the student audience, let alone the higher ed one that they did say just 5 years ago.
Mm. I took a very brief look, admittedly, at Akiro's Student Pulse report before we came on, and it's a similar story there. There doesn't seem to be any specific reference to league tables, which in itself could be telling, or maybe I've missed them somewhere. But in terms of influencers for students, again, not in the top 10.
Yeah, and this is it. It's not just like UCAS, is it? Like, there's another report from Akiro, and you know, if you think about it objectively as well, like what is a league table? It's like a snapshot, isn't it? So if you're a student, you're making a decision. all you're doing is looking at the performance of a university as it was in the past, right? Mm. So it doesn't tell you what it's doing now. Mm. So for that, there's other ways to get a better pulse of the moment when you apply. Because what is like the sort of lead table data submitted months in advance, and then the ranking is compiled, isn't it? So you're never looking at something that's up to date, and like the stock market, it goes up and down all the time. It's hard to place your bets just solely on something that's so backwards facing.
There's also like a level of it's about transparency for me, because some league tables kind of give you a little bit of an insight into how things are calculated and stuff like that, but you're never really able to drill down into the data necessarily. Mm. And I think like that's one of the big problems to some extent, because speaking to somebody that went to a specialist kind of school in a wider university, and the wider university wasn't like, you know, it's not like a top 20 institution or something like that, but the specialist bit that I went to was quite well regarded, and there's all those sorts of problems as well, where like universities are really quite good for some things but perhaps not so great at other things, and league tables don't always feel completely representative of that sort of fact. But I mean, we know from like bits of research that we did last year that how students, I think a lot of people think that students are just guided completely by emotion, but that's totally not true. And that actually, if you present them with data and relatively big amounts of data, they're happy to kind of trawl through and figure out what's right and what isn't, what works for them and what doesn't. Whereas league tables for me feel like super simplistic, in like, you're going to the ninth best university in the country. And it doesn't, I think, people don't see things that black and white anymore. And even if we look at how social media is used, I think that the social validation side of things, not that it necessarily trumps league tables, but it's another data set that students are looking at to try and of come to their own conclusions and draw their own assessment on it.
You're so right about the focus of the table on the niche subject area and the overarching rankings. And this is an interesting example, right? So I was on LinkedIn the other day, I was scrolling and I saw an update from, I think it was Times Higher Education, and they're always splicing their lead table data in interesting ways. And they produced a lead table, I think it was a top 10 of the best universities for student ratio to teachers. And essentially seven universities on this top 10 list were in Japan. So who is that list useful for, right? It's not going to be useful for like anyone pretty much outside of that area who's willing to travel to Japan. So this is an example of a lead table just completely fall down. And like you said, in like the, you know, today's age, is there more value to get from social media and how students actually feel about an institution, the value you're getting out of it? I'd argue probably yes, but you know, I think a little bit differently, maybe.
Circling back to something Matt said, when I don't know how long ago it was now, it's probably going to be pushing a decade now, to be honest. But when we very first started looking at flagship websites and stuff, years and years ago, we'd written this piece called The Homogenization of University Websites. And one of the big criticisms that we leveled at universities was that they would use their homepage real estate to talk about awards that meant nothing to students and league table rankings. And actually, on reflection, I don't think I've seen that in a long, long time. I can't remember seeing an award in a carousel on a homepage, thank God. But like, that's a really positive step that I think the sector has taken, almost like they're regaining the power. And actually, what I think I see more of is universities trying to tell their story or sell their narrative more than just, hey, we're good because somebody else said so. There's loads of tools that I think have empowered that over the last 5 years. And so I guess like I'd really like to see more of that, I guess. And I don't necessarily think that you need to lean on league tables whatsoever. I'm not saying they're not useful. I think they could serve a good place. But I think when it comes to marketing, there are better ways to tell the story than, hey, we've moved up three places in a league table.
Elite we never heard of.
Well, yeah, and there's just so many of them, isn't there? So many. There seems to be new league tables all the time. I know there's one registrar. I won't name them, but there's one registrar that's super like outspoken about new league tables that come out on the scene and like, oh, here we go again, sort of thing. Another one with a random calculation that makes absolutely no sense. Maybe we've all, like including prospects, maybe we've all just become a bit blind to league tables because there's so many of them.
I mean, you'll know about this in your area. I mean, there was a league table that came out, I think it was a couple of years ago, but it ranked universities based on how accessible their website was.
Oh,
And
saw it.
the tool that's used is provided by the company. And I remember this drop in, and the first time you hear about it is when your director sends it to you and goes, "Why are we like number like 100 on this list?" And it's designed to sell solutions from a company, not to provide value for the people who read it. And the people who suffer are the staff in the digital teams who then have to jump for no reason other than someone else said this is an issue. So this is very common across all kinds of different segments. So yeah,
There's
it's a bad
one of
thing.
those. There's one of those tools that I know, and it must actively de-rank non-customers because we've got customers on them, and then we kind of work to the kind of scoring metrics of it, and then oof, we're in the top three every month, sort of thing. It's shady. It's really shady. I've seen other ones come out in our sector. Like there was one a while back that tried to rank university websites by SEO, and I was like, I don't even know how you can possibly know this stuff.
Oh,
Like it's
yeah.
mental. So yeah, I think the takeaway here feels like not to lean on league tables, and just to, I think my advice, you know, is just do your thing. Like if you're good, the league table stuff will follow, and it doesn't. You know what? No, scratch that. League tables don't even necessarily matter, do they? It's like you just, if you do good stuff, success will follow, period.
Yeah, and I think there's an element to that. I mean, if you provide data in the right way, you can probably move up a league table by 50 places, can't you? But you are right. If you just focus on providing something that you're good at and become known for that, then you'll have success. But yeah, league tables serve their role, don't they? And it's not an overnight change. But yeah, I think that's a good way to look at it.
All right, perfect. Let's wrap up there then. Well, thank you very much. Thank you to all of our lovely, lovely subscribers. If you have enjoyed today's chat, then please consider subscribing or maybe drop us a like below. Thanks again, and until next time, see you soon.